Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we're back. Yes, I think we're back on the air right now. Let's see what the solar eclipse has got us tripping all out and doing all kind of mess. You know, we got to check it out. Let me see if we're back on the air. I'm going to call in. Oh, Mario, let me get you back up too.
All right, test, test. All right. All right.
We're going to check it out.
Solar eclipse. If we're back on
there. That solar eclipse is something else.
Hey, man, it's something else. That's the name. Total destruction. Hey, Sansa Ray just informed me if we're on there that you're supposed to turn off your phone from 12 to 3:30 a.m. because of the radiation. And so,
boy,
passing through our atmosphere.
I think the eclipse got something to do with kicking us down because we are on the air.
Yeah, so 12 a.m. to 3:30, you probably shouldn't be on the phone anyway.
I'm listening to the show now.
And so
via cell phone.
Via cell phone. So turn off your cell phones 12 to 3:30. Radiation passing through, as you know, radiation causes cancer. Like I said, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but I don't know why they have us turn off our phones, because I know somebody's gonna keep their phone on from 12 to 3 o'clock.
I'll give you
well, from
time.
What I understand, I read that, but when I did the research on it, Mario, they said it was a hoax.
Hoax?
Yeah, said it was a hoax.
I'm turning mine off.
Yeah, just to be on the safe side.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what?
That sounds right.
I'm pretty sure that this eclipse has had some effect on something going on, you know, with satellites and solar.
I'm hoping that it's
you
messed the credit bureau and changed my credit score.
Yeah, that would be nice.
It would be my lucky go down.
Yeah, go down and change that credit score. That sounds like a good one to me, man.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll affect the IRS.
They'd be like, Mario, man, you got a 750. I'd be like, oh, for real?
And
I'm
here,
gonna go buy all this
here
stuff.
I see another thing that says TV blackout at 9 p.m.
TV blackout. We're going to see.
TV blackout.
You know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. However, though, I do believe that the opportunities in our government, I'm not going to say they're going to cut us off again. And so, I know the solar eclipse is affecting a lot of communication. Like I say, I read something that Idaho was actually trying to prep for the solar eclipse, messing with their communication. And this is in June. They were anticipating this.
Right.
And so I just read. And so I believe it's messing with the show. And so
it's got to be affecting us some kind of way.
Yeah.
Some kind of way. It has to.
So I can tell.
Hopefully the listeners are tuning back in, that the Bobby Eaton Show still going to give you information, some knowledge, and give you some EWF. This is a very cool episode right here. All the episodes are good. But
well, every time I try to bring up a song, we go dead. So I'm not bringing up nothing.
Earth,
Bobby,
Wind,
you
and
got
Fire.
You're not getting anything over there?
Yeah. So
every time I do, we have a problem. So maybe we just won't have a problem if you just go for it.
We're back on.
Mm-hmm. EWF.
EWF.
I mean, I can't.
Love is life is my
I'm
request.
Not God, so I cannot change everything.
Yeah. Something.
He got to work and do what he going to do.
That's right.
Well, we're going to get into it, you know what I mean? So I'm just going to start playing it, you know. Mario, that's what you've been waiting for, huh?
Reason. Hold on. You got to leave a mic on for the first.
Huh?
First bar. You got to leave a mic on for the first bar.
Go ahead.
Oh. That's too, okay.
That's the instrumental. Go ahead.
Oh, no, the instrumental. Oh, no. I ain't playing on. I got to sing with him, but they're going to. You'll lose sponsors before you get them, if I sing.
All right.
I know he's going to give me the. Oh, that is cool.
Oh, that's the live version.
There you go. Just rising. I don't want to feel I'm in the wrong place.
All right, y'all.
My gift is in this, right?
Yeah.
Night, kissing and hugging and holding you tight. Please let me love you with all my might. The reason is that we're here. The reason that we feel I feel you won't disappear. Oh, and after this love game has been played, all our illusions were just a parade, and all our reasons start to fade. Whoa, yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, that's the sounds of earth, wind, and fire. Reasons, yeah.
Yeah, you gotta have
the
those
reason.
Reasons.
Oh, sorry.
The reason I don't sing.
The reason I don't sing. There it is.
Yeah. Oh, we're gonna keep it moving, man. We've just been having some technical difficulties tonight, kind of fighting through it, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's it. You know.
Ain't that like life fighting through?
It's like fighting
right.
through it. Just
fighting through it.
Going
that's
through.
Right. That's right.
You know, but we got to keep on moving, keep on pushing, keep on doing what we do, and you know, and keep on playing these Earth, Wind, and Fire songs the best that we can.
Hey,
you know,
I know this is premeditated,
but what?
Premature. Excuse me. What's your favorite Earth, Wind, and Fire song? Sounds very strong with you.
To be honest with you, I don't have one.
You don't?
I love all of them, but the very first time that I ever heard Earth, Wind, and Fire and truly fell in love with them was when I heard, at the age of 12 or 13, Love is Life. The
love
words
life.
Hit me so profoundly.
Oh, really?
And I fell in love with Earth, Wind, and Fire.
What?
Love is Life.
Now,
can
if
you bring
ask
that
me what are some of my
yeah,
favorites.
Bobby, your favorite. You got to get one. You got to get one.
I can't pick just one.
Okay, three then.
But I'll tell you one that really had an effect on me.
What's that?
That was That's the Way of the World.
Way of the
That's
World.
The Way of
yeah.
World, okay.
That one right
Do
there.
Do you know a little
like
tidbit of trivia? The producer for, was it Superfly?
Yeah.
Wanted Earth, Wind, and Fire to do the soundtrack, and That's the Way of the World was one of the songs. And what they decided, because they felt that after they seen the movie, it was going to be a bomb.
Mm-hmm.
So they released the song like 2 or 3 weeks prior to the movie, and it became number one on the Billboard charts for like 2 whole weeks.
Wow.
But that's the way of the world?
Yeah, that's the way
of
the
world. Oh, man, that gem right there. I mean,
that's the way of the world.
That's the one that kind of started it for me. One of the ones that kind of, I mean, they had previous music before then that I liked, you know what I mean, and all that. But when that's the way of the world came out, that kind of put everybody in that kind of mood.
Yeah.
You know, it was a mood swing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was in downtown San Diego when I first heard that.
Downtown San Diego.
That was the one. That was the one.
Ooh. Wow.
That's not That's the Way of the World.
I thought I'd just play that for y'all. Just
a little shiny star.
Y'all remember that?
No matter who you are. Yeah.
And that's who you are, shiny star.
Bright,
you know, the song that got me because I remember. I was like, I'm a 70s baby. I remember being like maybe 4 or 5 or 6, somewhere in there. And my uncles and aunts, and we, you know, when family was family.
Yeah.
And we were sitting in the living room, and our living room, the door was like right there. And then kids outside playing football. I'm describing this image in my head for a reason. Mm-hmm. So we're playing football and playing, you know, hide and seek and 1, 2, 3 red light. And then this song came on, and I seen all the adults just jump up, and that was Devotion.
True.
I mean, they like, they were like,
oh,
girl, my grandmother, she could barely move, and she jumped up. She was like, I love, and so when I think of that song, I think about all of my relatives that are now deceased, and the barbecue, and you
what
the
a
barbecue,
family
what a
time,
wonderful memory.
No shooting, and you know, in Fort Worth, Texas, and
right,
the nice
exactly.
lights we're outside playing, and neighbors are coming over, and so
I'm
looking at a view in my mind of like 150 people because people are coming, my friends are, and so the parents are like, okay, everyone's outside, street light is on, but we're all outside, we're playing in the field because we have like an acre of land,
right?
And I see my grandmother, she's over there rocking, and that comes on, and you know, girl, hush, you better sit on down, you know that right there, and then my uncle over there, he over there drunk, here we go right here, baby, that's how I got my baby, that's how I met my baby up at the disco right here, I'm like, and I'm sitting there as a little kid just watching this like, wow, but it was just fun, and then, there it is.
There it is.
Bring tears to
Woo!
My
eyes.
Yeah. That was the one, wasn't it?
That's
that
it.
That's it.
True devotion.
Teacher,
That's something else right there. That's
man, that took, I told
that,
you.
That's that Earth, Wind, and Fire throwback.
You know, and I don't know about y'all. Y'all remember family reunions? I know we're talking about Earth, Wind, and Fire, but that was the music of choice.
Oh, yeah.
It's like I told you.
Family
I remember,
reunion, it's the OJs.
OJs. Now, us is Earth, Wind, and Fire and your people.
Yeah,
Frankie Beverly and me.
Frankie Beverly and
me. Earth, Wind, and Fire, because my brother was in the band at that time. And also, I had a band, and I had an uncle that was in the band. So, EWF, I remember my uncle's organ. Over, you know, arguing over EWF or Commodores.
Yeah.
Nah, I was lying to Richie. I told that nigga, they go back and forth. Maurice Bailey. I remember them going back and forth.
Maurice Bailey.
I mean, I'm sorry, Lord. I've messed up. Philip Bailey, Lord. I'm talking about Maurice and put both of them together. Sorry, I'm a 70s baby. But I remember them arguing over the lead singer.
Oh, yeah, they would argue over the lead singer. Right.
I lost all coupons with that one. With Philip Bailey. And you know, they talk about, you know, Lionel Richie, who's better lead singer. And I remember all of that stuff. And so, you know, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Earth, Wind, and Fire, I think along with James Brown and maybe Rick James is probably the most sampled for these rap artists.
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe. Especially Rick James.
Yeah.
Oh, Rick James. And so,
oh my gosh.
And EW, and then, you know, everyone else, I think they really just kind of just grew from EWF. They were kind of like some trendsetters.
I think so.
You know, you had a lot of those. Groups that were sampled. Roger was sampled a lot.
Yes, Roger.
Roger
yeah.
Zapp, and
that's,
you know,
true.
Outstanding was sampled a lot too.
Yep.
And you know, it was a lot of people. But you know, like you said, them big wigs like that, boy. You know, when they got a hold of James Brown and all of them,
it was over.
Oh man, James, man.
But you know, this is the one that did it for me, and I'm gonna, you know, I know you guys got something, but this is the one.
Yeah.
Oh wow, that's that falling in love right there.
Oh man.
Yeah.
That was right there. That was had me all in the bedroom.
Nasty.
Is that what you put on?
TMI on the Bobby Eaton show.
little bit of that, little bit.
Had me throwing down on the throwdown.
Oh, Lord.
Uh-oh, watch out.
Hot to fire.
What?
Yeah.